The following is the abstract as published in the AAPG Bulletin Volume 90, Number 10, October 2006, for the geologic note starting on page 1452 and ending on page 1472, titled Hyperpycnal Flow Variability and Slope Organization on an Eocene Shelf Margin, Central Basin, Spitsbergen. By Andrew L. Petter and Ronald J. Steele. Identification of bypass at the shelf margin is critical to deepwater exploration. We examine the shelf margin of an early Eocene fourth order sequence with an attached basin floor fan in the Spitsbergen Central Basin. Turbidity currents were fed mainly by hyperpycnal flow emerging from shelf edge deltas. The lifespan of any turbidity current was determined primarily by the sediment concentration of the flow and the duration of the river flood. High-density hyperpycnal flows created sand-filled slope channel complexes 10^15 m, 3349 ft, thick and 100,200 m, 328,656 ft, wide that served as conduits for bypass in the basin floor. Low-density hyperpycnal flows were unconfined and deposited heterolithic lobes on this slope. Shelf margin accretion of about 1.5 km, 0.9 mi, during the falling stage gave way abruptly to bypass in the early low stand. Most of the basin floor fan growth was achieved after shelf edge incision and before relative sea level rise. Coastal plain aggradation in the late low stand sequestered sediment from the shelf edge distributaries, effectively diminishing high-density hyperpycnal flow output. The late low stand was therefore marked by a second phase of shelf margin accretion with only limited bypass to the basin floor, and a heterolithic, prograding complex downlapped the early low stand channels. Transgression ultimately led to the abandonment of the shelf edge delta complex and the accumulation of mainly mudstone on the margin. The shelf margin architecture exhibited by this sequence should serve as a type example of a deep water feeder system in which hyperpycnal flow is the primary initiator of turbidity currents for sand accumulation on this slope and basin floor. Please visit the AAPG members only website for the full article.